Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're taking a look at a ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court, which, at least in my mind, is a win for the protection of property rights in the U.S. It would be great if other countries adopted similar protections of property rights. That's probably wishful thinking. This decision was unanimous with a vote of 9-0, and Justice Barrett authored the opinion on behalf of the justices, which I read in its entirety. It's about 20 pages. We have to remember that the job of the court is to interpret and uphold the law and the U.S. Constitution. The case involves protections afforded by the 5th and 14th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution. Quoting the 5th Amendment, "No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation." This is what is known as the Takings Clause of the U.S. Constitution. And then the 14th Amendment echoes the same language as the 5th Amendment by stating that no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law and just compensation. So the protections of the 5th Amendment are conferred upon the states in the 14th Amendment. Now the case involves Mr. George Sheets, who bought a property in California back in 2016. Mr. Sheets is not a rookie when it comes to permitting and land development, having served a pretty full career as a civil engineer in Northern California. He was dealing with land development projects of all kinds. After a fair bit of research, Mr. Sheets determined the simplest and most straightforward path to a permit would be to put a manufactured home on the property for himself and his wife to retire in. A manufactured home, having already been built and passed all of the necessary inspections, would be the simplest type of building to get approved in a place like El Dorado County, where the building codes might not be as well developed as other parts of the country. The building permit was quickly approved, but he was asked to pay a fee of $23,420 in traffic impact fees to mitigate the impact his little development project could have on area roads that would need to be repaired and maintained as a result of his construction. When asked to justify the amount of the impact fee and to quantify the impact his project would have on the road system, the county was unable to do so. They eventually said the fee was a legislative fee and could not be waived. As a condition of receiving the residential building permit, George Sheets was required by the county to pay this fee of $23,420. The fee was part of a general plan enacted by the county's Board of Supervisors to address increasing demand for public services spurred by new development. The fee was not based on the cost of traffic impacts specifically attributed to Mr. Sheets' particular project, but instead it was assessed according to a rate schedule that took into account the type of development and the general location within the county. And Mr. Sheets paid the fee under protest and he obtained his permit. He then later sought relief in the state court, claiming the conditioning of the building permit on the payment of the traffic impact fee constituted an unlawful exaction of money in violation of the takings clause. In Mr. Sheets' view, the court's decision in another case, a precedent-setting case called Nolan v. California, and another one, Dolan v. the City of Tigard, required the county to make an individualized determination that the fee imposed upon him was necessary to offset traffic congestion attributable to his project. The courts below ruled against Mr. Sheets based on their view the fact that Nolan and Dolan apply only to permit conditions imposed on an ad hoc basis by administrators, not to a fee like this one, which is imposed on a class of property owners by board-enacted legislation. So the lower court basically said there was due process of law. Now, when the government wants to take private property to build roads, courthouses, or other public projects, it's got to compensate the owner at fair market value. This is the just compensation requirement that comes from the Fifth Amendment's Takings Clause. And it says, "Nor shall provide property to be taken for public use without just compensation." And by requiring the government to pay for what it takes, the Takings Clause saves individual property owners from bearing burdens which, in all fairness, should be borne by the public as a whole. Now, governments can deny building permits for legitimate reasons. They can also offer a landowner a bargain to condition their project on giving land to, say, for example, widening a road. That is not considered an illegal taking. So, for example, if a proposed development is going to substantially increase traffic congestion, the government may condition the building permit on the owner's willingness to deed over the land that's necessary to widen a public road. The government is entitled to give the landowner that choice of accepting the bargain or abandoning the proposed project. But the bargain takes on a different character when the government withholds or conditions the building permit for reasons unrelated to the land use interests. And in the ruling, Justice Barrett gave an example. She said, "Imagine that a local planning commission denies the owner of a vacant lot a building permit unless she allows the commission to host the annual holiday party in her backyard. In that case, the landowner is likely to agree to the government's demand, no matter how unreasonable, as long as she values the building permit more. That is considered a partial easement on the property or conditional easement on the property, or in other words, a taking. So, too, if the commissioner gives the landowner the option of bankrolling a party at a local pub instead of hosting it on their land. Because such conditions lack sufficient connection to a legitimate land use interest, they amount to out-and-out extortion. And when the Supreme Court disagreed with the lower courts, it was over the question of whether the Takings Clause of the Fifth Amendment not only applied to administrative or bureaucratic issues, but to legislative takings as well. And it's that language of the 14th Amendment which confers the power of the Fifth Amendment on the states and binds the states to comply with the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution. So why this is significant for landowners and developers is that this ruling now puts a burden on local jurisdictions to demonstrate the actual impact caused by specific projects when assessing an impact fee. They can no longer just look at an arbitrary fee schedule that's applied to all developments in general. Now that doesn't mean that impact fees are going away anytime soon. I don't believe they're going to disappear. But it places a whole lot more burden on the cities and counties to justify those fees or be in violation of the U.S. Constitution. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.